This is Jake Savage, and welcome to the Guitar of Consciousness podcast. Welcome to another podcast. These episodes are very inconsistent, so when they come, they come. And in this topic we're going to speak today, beyond boring. So we're going to discuss in this episode about the tools, the questions, and the processing of access consciousness, allowing you to go beyond this topic, beyond boring, and what type of tools to use in your everyday life to actually, you know, not having to be frustrated by being boring or not knowing what to not to do and how to get clarity in that situation. So, and also we're going to be discussing news on Guitar of Consciousness. So that's all in store for this episode. And I'd just like to say to anyone that is a CF out in Access Consciousness, a certified facilitator, I'll be asking for you to, if you'd like to join me on podcasts for future podcasts. So if you'd like to come for an episode to talk about stuff about access, I'd like for you to contact Bianca, and her details will be in the description, and contact her and she'll set you up for, we'll do a podcast together. I did them in the past. I haven't done them for a while with guests. Now's the time for having more guests on the show. So that's a possibility if you'd like to have that. Okay, so in this episode, Beyond Boring, you know, we always get to a space that, you know, like, oh, I'm just, you don't know what to do. You know, you just, you go into your mind, you know, you start obsessing, you start compulsing, you're going, you know, you're heating up. And in those spaces, you got to ask questions. Access taught me to ask questions in places where I wouldn't have asked questions. And asking questions, they empower. A lot of people out there, I've said this to them, and they get infuriated. Why? Well, you know, they've been entrained to get the answers. You know, we've been entrained from very young age to get the answers. So when I'm saying that questions empower, yes, it's going to bring up stuff for you. Though for me, the reason why I changed is because my life wasn't working. My life wasn't working getting the answer. I was striving for the answer. I wasn't getting it. And that was making my life boring. When I started asking questions, my life wasn't boring anymore. Okay, when I started asking questions, which Access Consciousness taught me when I started that about maybe 9 years ago, I learned to ask questions. So when I started asking questions, in those times where I was bored, the boredom would go away. Why? Because boredom isn't real. It's only what we make is real. Okay, so boredom, whenever boredom comes up, ask a question. Like, what do I require to do today? Where do I require to be? You know, if you have a business, what does my business require of me today? What action can I take for allowing my business to grow, to thrive? So those type of questions you can ask on a daily basis. You can also ask, you know, what are you today? And what choices is possible for you? So what are you today and what choices are possible for you today? Okay, so these questions will allow you to go beyond boredom. And by asking these questions, you won't even remember that you were bored in the first place after asking these questions. You might come to recall maybe it the next day because it will happen so quickly. You'll be amused of how the boredom evaporates so easily. And you only recall it after doing this a few times. After doing this a bunch of times, you'll be like, oh yeah. So I gave you a few questions you can ask if you are being bored. And I've used them to actually create my life, to create guitar consciousness stuff. I've used those questions. So it's not saying that I'm just putting out there anything. I'm putting out there what worked for me and what has worked for hundreds of thousands of people that have been choosing access. So beyond boredom, yes, it's just a choice. Remember, it's just a choice. So do we choose to keep the boredom in place, or do we choose to say bye-bye to the boredom and ask some questions, allowing you to be different in that situation? So asking those questions in that situation is being different. And that's why we refuse it the most. You're like, oh, nah, I don't want to do that. I'll do it later. You know, that's that's pretty much 99% of the people on the planet are pretty much, yeah, I'll do it later when it feels good. But when it feels good, it never happens. Okay? For me, this mic stand keeps going down. Adjusting my mic stand keeps going down slowly. But yes, you know, it's going to be different. It's going to be a little bit uncomfortable. Why? Because it's like an unexplored place. It's an unexplored place we haven't been in before. So yes, it may seem a bit scary. Though it is only that to stop us. That only comes up to stop us, to limit us, to keep us average, real, and the same like everybody else. Why? Well, that validates the status quo, that everybody has got to be the same. Being different is a wrongness in this reality. So I love it when people try to bring me down. What do? Well, I always step it up. No matter what someone says on my post on social, I always step it up even more. And that's how you outcreate that need of people trying to limit you in any which way. It could be from family members to friends to coworkers to people on social media. There always is a form of trying to stop you, though it's not real unless you make it real. And that boredom, that is pretty much a way of stopping yourself as well. You know, what do you usually choose in that boredom state? What do you normally choose? You know, maybe you always usually choose Netflix. Though, is Netflix creating your life? Though, I'm not making Netflix wrong. I'm just saying, what is going to create your life? I still watch Netflix. Though, when it is required in the times. Like, see, if it's really... The thing is, I usually do what's uncomfortable most of the time. So if it's comfortable for me to watch Netflix, I don't watch Netflix. I usually only watch Netflix when it's uncomfortable. Why? Because then I'm really choosing to be different. And because I'm really choosing to choose, because I'm choosing to choose different, my life becomes greater. Every time it's uncomfortable to choose something and you choose it anyway, your life becomes greater. Okay? Your life becomes greater. And that's how you'll get out of that boredom. Boredom will only occur when you come to a space that is actually going to expand your life and generate something beyond your wildest dreams. And that's why the boredom comes up, to stop you from choosing that. Okay? So now if you choose what you've always been choosing, okay, I'm bored, so I'm going to go watch Netflix. I'm going to go play a video game, whatever. Though, have you always been doing that when boredom shows up? Okay? Yes, I always did that. Before Access, before 9 years ago, yes, I would be playing guitar, and then I'll start getting bored. Straight away in my head, go play a video game. Go watch movies. And I would do that. Okay? And after that, I felt like shit. Why? Because I chose from the comfort zone. I chose from the comfort zone. Okay. Now, when I started doing access, it taught me that, you know, your greatest capacities comes from you choosing uncomfortable. You're like, all right. You know, it's tough. It is tough to choose. Though, when I started doing it, the uncomfortableness evaporated. It ceased to exist. For the first couple of minutes, it went away. Yes, it kept coming back. It kept coming back every now and then. Though then it kept going away again and again and again. So every time I chose the uncomfortable choices, I noticed I created a video. Then I created this and I created that and I created this and I created that. I'm like, whoa. Whoa. That's how this reality has been stopping me. By getting me bored and putting into my head that I have to do certain things that anyone else should tell me what I should do. With creating the guitar of consciousness, I've never listened to anyone about what I should do. Okay, a lot of people have told me I should do this, I should do that. You got to be this. You got to look like that. You got to play these type of songs. I never listened to them. Or you got to perform here, or you perform there. I never listened to them. Why? Well, I use the access tools. What is going to generate and create my life in the greatest way possible than I can ever imagine? So what is going to create the greatest possible life I truly desire than I ever can imagine? And whatever they brought up didn't resonate with me. It wasn't my reality. It was their reality. They were just judging themselves or what they themselves are not doing. So whatever someone judges you, they're judging themselves for what they are not doing. Okay, so if you have people coming up to you, just say if you're a performer, just say you're a performer on the street, and you know, you're asking to get more and more out of your career. You know, people come to you and say, oh, why are you performing in this section? You know, you should perform in down there. It's better. You know, they always put stuff in your head like, oh, how much money you make today? And you go to them like, you know? But in the first place, they're judging themselves. They're judging themselves for not having more money. They're judging themselves for not being in the right place. See? They're telling you that you should be somewhere else. They're judging themselves for not being somewhere else. Then they're judging you. Oh, you're making money here? How is it here? They're judging themselves for not making money where they are. They might not like what the job they're in. And they're just judging themselves. Okay, so that's how it works. So I never listened to what people said to me. Yes, I'll be like, oh, yeah, whatever, mate. But in my head, I'll be like, pock and pod you, pock and pod you, pock and pod, pock and pod, pock and pod. Whatever this person's bringing up, pock and pod, pock and pod, pock and pod, pock and pod. And that's a short part of the clearance statement of access. And if you're new to this, I have a link in the description about where to go to know what the clearance statement is. And pock and pod is a short part of the clearance statement. The long part is right, wrong, good and bad, pock and pod, all nine shorts, boys, povads and beyonds. It's short speak to addressing anything that is limiting you energetically and clears it so you have clarity in that situation. Though, if you like more description of what it is, go click on the link in the description. So, POC and POD, you know, clears, POC and POD stands for like point of creation to point of destruction. So, POC, point of creation, all the points of view you've bought into. So, if people come up to you and say, oh, this is the way reality is, this is what you have to do. Okay, now all those points of view, you lock into you. So if you believe any of them, if you find them real, then you lock them up. And then you're not, then whatever is possible isn't possible because you've bought what is true and you've bought the lie of what is true. So then anything that is a lot more bigger than their point of view that they gave you, you can't receive because you've bought their limited point of view. as in the sense that you have to go here, you have to go there, you have to keep moving because you're not good where you are. Okay, so if you buy those points of view, then you lock them up. So by you saying pock and pod, it clears those points of view to the point of destruction. So you've bought those points of view, and then those points of view are, you know, going all around your body, locking you up, and you get into a frantic state. You get into a possessed state where you feel paralyzed. So when you say the POD part, point of destruction, you're clearing from the beginning to the end where it sort of just had like a big blanket over you. So by running this process, the clearing statement of access, it's like taking the fire blanket over you so then you can be free. You can have clarity. You can see where you're going for once. So that's what it does. And that will get you out of that and into a space of actually knowing what is real for you. Okay, so the more and more you do these processes, you will become more space. And when you become more space, you're automatically going to want to run to the boredom part. Okay, boredom will show up once you're more space. Why? Well, everything in this reality is trying to bring you back to the way you were. Okay, this reality does not desire for you to be different. Have you noticed? Okay, so what will get you beyond that when you are in the boredom state? Just pock and pod everywhere on board. Pock and pod, pock and pod, pock and pod. Then you can do the clearing statement. Everything this boredom is bringing up, everything not allowing me to know who though I am and what I shall choose in this situation, let's destroy and uncreate all that. Right, wrong, good and bad, pock and pod, all nine shorts, boys, povads, and beyonds. And now, what is truly possible? What is truly possible in this situation? What can I choose here? What can I choose? We have infinite choice. Infinite choice means unlimited choices. So we have infinite choice. And we think we don't have choice, though we do have choice. Is it a choice for you to stand up? Is it a choice for you to walk? Is it a choice for you to lay down? Is it a choice to put your pants on? See? We choose all the time, but we don't know that we are choosing. So they're choices. Going to have a drink is a choice. Going outside is a choice. Going for a drive is a choice. So we're choosing all the time that we're not acknowledging that we have choice. When we do acknowledge we have choice, and then we can choose anything. Then you can choose anything. It was very uncomfortable with the previous episode, Sky. You know, we filmed that on top of Mount Kosciuszko. And Mount Kosciuszko is the highest point in the whole of Australia. And Australia is massive. It took us about 5-6 hours drive to get to Mount Kosciuszko from my house where I live. Took about five, six hours. And they call that the Snowy Mountains because it's the highest part. And it usually always snows up there. Even in summer, there's always usually snow on Mount Kosciuszko. Not always, but, you know, there tend to be one day here and there that it snows. So that was uncomfortable. It was an uncomfortable choice to do that. Why? Well, there's a lot of preparation. A lot of things can go wrong. I kept asking questions. I kept asking questions as in the sense of what would it take to create the previous episode, Joy? Of the filming, what will it take to have fun with this new recording? You know, I've asked questions like that to allowing Sky to be recorded, and I kept asking, you know, what else is possible here? What else is possible here? What will it take to have fun with this? What will it take to have ease with this? Universe, show me you have my back with filming. Please show me you have my back with filming. And the day was clear. When I recorded on the, we got up there on the Friday, just to prepare easier. So we booked an Airbnb, a house. We rented that out for the weekend. So we got that up on the Friday, and I asked questions, you know, which place to go to that's going to be the most fun for me and the crew. And we found this place straight away. it was light. It had a sense of lightness to it when we saw this house to rent. Had us on the site. And we got it. We went for it because it felt light. And afterwards, the crew loved it. The crew loved the joint. It was awesome. So I asked questions. Remember, I asked questions. What would it take to find a place that is fun, that is going to have ease for the crew, that is going to be, I'm going to be happier afterwards? What would it take to find a place that I will be happy afterwards? So we never ask that, to be happy afterwards. We're always asking to be happy during or now, not happy afterwards. By asking to have the happiness afterwards, what would contribute to us having that? So then the next morning on the Saturday, we got up and we started filming the guitar part. So we filmed the guitar part and it was a beautiful day. It was a beautiful day. It was a bit of a win. Though it didn't really matter because it just made my hair blow in the wind for different shots. So it kind of added to the feature. So it was kind of all right that it was a bit windy. Though it was warm. It wasn't that, it was about 15, 16 degrees around there. So it was quite phenomenal for being up there. Then the next day, we got up really early. We got up really early because Dave Collins, the photographer, he had another shoot. He had to run down to Melbourne the other day. So we had to get up in the morning really early to film the talking part. And that day, it was a clear day, though it was freezing cold. When we got up, like down in the, we're about a, our hotel, our house was about an hour away, a bit less, because once it's lower down the mountain, and then in Jindabyne. So from Jindabyne, we went up to Mount Kosciuszko, and that's about 50 minutes drive all the way to Mount Kosciuszko. And you know, in Jindabyne, it was about 10 degrees. As soon as we got all the way up to Mount Kosciuszko, the temperature kept, you know, decreasing. So it was -5. So I spoke in -5 degree temperature. A lot of people in that situation would be like, no, it can't be done. You know, I don't want to do it. You know, I can't do it. Though I did it. Why? I kept asking questions. I'm like, body, what would it take for you to have ease with speaking in this temperature? What would it take to find a place where, and it was really, really windy. So I'm really grateful we could still get Mike Kosciuszko in that footage, and we did. Though we had to find a spot up against the rocks where the wind was protected. So there is always a possibility, you know, everywhere else was windy. Though I asked the earth as well, where can we record this where there will be no, you know, they'll be protected from the wind. And it was right next to the car. So the car was parked pretty much where I was speaking. The car was pretty much 10 meters away, but down. It was kind of like five meter climb up these rocks. And that's where I climbed to get to that spot. But the car was just there. So it was pretty easy. You know, see how you think like you have to go all the way. No, the earth just said, climb this little bit of a rock face here. And we found the spot. And that spot, you know, there was no wind in the, I could speak a lot clearly. You know, my hair wasn't flapping all over my face. And I pulled a, who knows if I would have been able to speak in the other parts. So I'm very grateful for asking these questions, knowing the earth and the universe has my back. And if it has my back, it will have your back too. Though the universe, the consciousness of the universe will only have your back if you're doing something that contributes to consciousness. Okay, the consciousness of the universe will not contribute to you if you're doing something that's anti-consciousness. Okay, and what is anti-consciousness? Well, anti-consciousness is trying to get power over others. Anti-consciousness is judging others. Remember, judgment destroys, okay? So if you're judging others, it's destroying. And consciousness will not contribute to you. Consciousness will only contribute to you if you are asking for change, if you're asking to create a greater world, Because remember, when you create a greater world for you, you create a greater world for everybody. And remember, everybody's not going to choose it as well. Okay, we're not here to change everybody. Okay, we are not here to change everybody. The only people that are willing to go there. If you're not willing to go there, that's fine. You don't have to keep listening. You don't have to do whatever you got to do. Though, if you do desire to change, we'll keep listening. Though, we don't. I love this fact where Access taught me. You know, it gave me a lot of relief that we don't have to change everybody. Remember, everybody can't come on the journey of consciousness. So whoever doesn't come, they'll go to another planet. Okay? This will be our planet and they can go to another planet. So the more people choose consciousness, this place will be only the people that have consciousness. So, you know, don't worry about if you can't change everybody. Well, they won't be able to be here much longer. So just be an allowance of them, and just knowing that you're going to choose it no matter what. I didn't need anyone to tell me that I needed to choose it. I chose it for me. And because I chose it for me, my sister, my mom, my family kind of got on board. They didn't want it in the beginning. Like, because I kept choosing it, I didn't care what they chose. They're like, oh, Jake's having fun with it. He's laughing all the fucking time. More than anybody else out there. So they were on board. Remember, someone will ask you what you're doing if you're enjoying yourself. No one's going to come on the party with you when you're miserable. Okay, everybody wants to join the party where someone's being happy and joyful. Okay, so by you being joyful and choosing it, remember, it is a choice. It doesn't matter how much money you have in the bank. Doesn't matter what you have or what you don't have. Happiness and joy is a choice. Okay? I've had $5 in the bank and I kept doing processing from Access and saying, nah, I'm not going to allow my bank account to rule me. And I changed it. That was a few years ago. And I changed it. I'm like, nah, I'm not going to have this bank account rule my life. And I'm like, nah, that's not a reality for me no more. Because I remember Access telling me, saying, you know, when I went to classes, when I watched the YouTube series of the founders, telling me that, you know, happiness is just a choice. I'm like, okay, they're saying that. My bank account's got nothing in there. I'm like, nah, interesting point of view that I have, this point of view that whatever that is bringing up. Pock and pod, use the clearing statement, pock and pod. And I kept doing more processing, every tool I could use under the belt of Access to get me beyond whatever was trying to keep me captive. And it got me out of it. It really got me out of it. I'm like, whoa, that does not need to rule my life anymore. Whoa. And in that spot where I was obsessing about the bank account, evaporated. And what did I do? I created more creation for the Guitar of Consciousness. I was like, whoa. That is phenomenal. And, you know, and knowing me, like, I have two companies and money can be spent very quickly. You know, we have an antique company and we have over $1 million worth of product in our online store. We have an online store. We have over $1 million worth of product. If you don't believe me, you can have a look at antiquesair.com.au. So, and how did we generate this? Well, Access taught me to get stuff that have intrinsic value. So I started buying antiques for wherever I could find them, from auctions to garage sales. People call us up and say, you want to pick up antiques from Marketplace. Sometimes people give us antiques for free, though they need some work. And, you know, I taught myself to how to learn how to repair this furniture. I also have a YouTube series. I haven't done a video for a while, but I got about 10 episodes out on YouTube. And if you search antiques, yeah, I have a few episodes of restoring antiques. And some antiques I've spent a whole week on to get them back to how they looked when they first made. So I'm willing to do and be whatever it takes to have the life I truly desire. No one from Access pays me money to advertise Access. They don't do that. They used to do that in the beginning. Access used to pay people to advertise Access, this and that. Though what happened? It didn't work. It wasn't working. It wasn't working for them or the person. Why? Because then that person is always relying on the Access founders to pay their money. So what happens? The person that is receiving the money is not generating their life. Why? Because they're always thinking about, you know, is Gary and Dane going to pay me money? The founders of Access. So they found out by gifting money out to these people, which they really wanted, they want to do, but they can't because it doesn't really generate, it doesn't contribute to them. Like Access really does want to contribute. Dane and Gary do really want to contribute to me with the Guitar of Consciousness. You know, but they can't. Why? Because they've learned in the past that when we do, yes, it helps them out in the first couple of weeks, whatever. But what happens again? What happens in the next month or so? That person just becomes less and less and less and less. Why? Because they're always relying on someone. So I'm very grateful that Access, because I've asked Access for certain money here and there, and they told me no. They told me no a bunch of times. And yes, it was a punch in the face. Yes, it was a punch in the face. Because we did an auction and we spent about 15 grand in this auction. Me and my sister. So then I asked a few Access people to help me out. And they all said no. Why? Because it wasn't going to be a contribution. It wasn't going to be a contribution to them or that because they've done that in the past and it wasn't a contribution. And I'm very grateful. You know, and yes, in that situation, it was like a punch in the face. So I'm like, nah, I'm not going to, this separation isn't real. Pock and Pod, the separation, all the separation, Pock and Pod, Pock and Pod, Pock and Pod. I'm not going to separate from this person. I know what is real here. And this is, they did that to allow me to grow. And I received the money in another way. You know, some other items from my store sold and I got the money. For me, my bank account goes up and down. Sometimes my bank account has, you know, 10 grand in it and then it goes down to zero the next day. Because I have so many things coming up with the business. So it goes up and down a lot, you know. And I'm very grateful that I cleared those spots where I had zero in the bank. So then I didn't allow that zero to bring me down anymore. So if my bank account does go to zero anymore, I'm like, so what? I'll generate more. There's always more possibility. I'm still here. I've survived so long. Now, why will this stop me in any which way? It doesn't. So next day, another item sells or someone purchases stuff on my website at Jake Savage. You know, there's a whole bunch of things out there that can generate money. So there's always different possibility. And that's how I got out of boredom. That's how I got out of boredom. Like if I'm bored, you know, I go maybe fix an antique. I go to my workshop and I go repair an antique. And that gets me out of my boredom. I go play guitar. I go dance with the guitar. Like for me now, practicing the guitar, it's uncomfortable. Every single time I practice, it's uncomfortable. Why? Because when I practice, I can do a space where nothing has to be done. Everything is just the choice then. Like nothing has to be done. Whatever in your life has nothing to, you don't have to go to work. You know, you can be homeless. That's a choice. See? Being homeless is a choice. You don't have to go to work. But people presume, oh, this happened to me. Yeah? Well, keep buying that story that this happened to me. When you keep buying that story, well, you just put yourself down into the ditch a lot deeper. When you come to a realization, you choose everything in your life, then you can change everything. So when you come to realization, you choose everything that has happened in your life, you have chosen. When you come to that realization, you can change anything and you have unlimited choice. So I chose in those moments where I had nothing in my bank account, I chose to have nothing in my bank account. Cool. I chose to do an auction and buy about 50 antiques and then have nothing in my bank account. So that's why I had nothing on Bandcamp, because I chose to. Then I came to the realization, I chose that. I'm like, all right, now let's choose to have some more money show up. All right, and more money showed up. So, though, I've practiced with these tools of access. You know, in the beginning, it is a little bit tough because doubt and fear keeps coming up. Doubt and fear, as in a sense, like, doubt and fear just distract you. Distract you from your potency. So, to distract you, like, to put in your head, oh, when's it going to show up? When's this going to show up? When's the money going to show up? When's this? When? You know, and your mind's running 50 million beats per minute. And if you're a musician, you'll know what that is. And so what we can do in that situation, all this fear and doubt coming up, pock and pod, all the fear and doubt. Pock and pod. And then what will be generative and creative now? Okay, so you clear the distracted implants. The distracted implants, that's all they are. So once you pock and pod them, you clear them, then you get a sense of space. And then in that sense of space, you ask, okay, what will be generative and creative here? And when I said that, it stopped me thinking about my bank account. So I pock and podded the distracted implants of fear and doubt. I stopped thinking about my bank account. I didn't realize I stopped thinking about my bank account until the next day, because it happened so easily and beyond what I thought how it was going to show up. And that day after, I'm like, oh, whoa. I did the pock and pot in that, and I completely forgot about my bank account. And it gave me freedom and space, and I enjoyed my life, and I created my life. Oh, whoa. Oh, fuck. All right. Oh, I'm going to keep doing access. I'm going to keep doing this processing. Oh, I'm not going to listen to anyone that's saying to me, bad mouthing access is crap and this and that. It just stopped me thinking about my bank account, and I was obsessing about it and probably would have destroyed myself. But I didn't stop. It stopped me from destroying myself. So I don't care what anybody says or what access does. I've seen what it does for me. So in that situation, it changed for me. And there's also, the episode's going to be, okay, we'll end it soon. Though there's a bit of a exercise I'm going to give to you in this episode. It's called a meditation walk. So a meditation walk, okay? And this will get you out of a boredom state. Okay, so if you have a big enough backyard, what you got to do is measure out in your backyard about maybe 100 feet or 30 meters. So measure out 100 feet or 30 meters, and you're going to walk that. You're going to walk it, okay? Though, set an alarm for 1 hour, okay? Set an alarm for 1 hour, and you're going to walk that walk in that 1 hour. So you're going to go very slowly. Okay, I'll tell you what this is going to do soon. So you're going to walk that walk, set the alarm for 1 hour. So 100 feet, 30 meters. And take little steps. Take tiny, tiny little steps until that 100 feet comes up. And what you're going to do, and what that does, is going to allow you to be present in your life. In the first time of doing that, yes, it's going to be very weird. You feel like you can't do it. Fingers are going to come up and say, oh, don't do this. Don't go do something else. Okay, a lot of fingers are going to come up to distract you to not to do this. Why? Because this is going to get to a space where you kind of get out of that need of being bored or that need of anything. Okay? So you're taking little steps. Just look, and you're going to find you've seen things. You're going to see things that you've never seen before. Like you might see some bugs on the ground or insects. You're going to look at the trees. You're going to look at different plants, birds, insects, whatever. And you're going to find out when you start taking your mind off what you previously had your mind on, you're going to find out in 10 minutes the alarm goes off where, you know, it's been an hour, because you're going to be so occupied or what is out there, okay? you know, you do it in nature. If your backyard is not big enough, do it in nature where no one's around, and just measure it out and do it there. Do it where you can find some space. And you'll find that you won't need anything because you're so occupied by this magical earth that we live on that we don't even know about because we're not being present. So this will allow you to start being present in your life. You know, we're always about thinking about the past or desiring a future or wanting a future that we're never going to get. Though we're never being us in the present. Okay, so this meditation walk will allow you to be present where you've never been present before. And give it a few goes. You know, yes, as I said, it is going to be uncomfortable and it's going to bring up a lot of stuff. But keep going. I've got through it and I did it and it created to me where I am now. These little, like that exercise and a bunch of other exercises. This one is a very phenomenal exercise that can get you out of your head, being present, and allow you to get to a new space where you've never been before. All right, and on that, thank you for joining me on this episode. And remember, these episodes are very inconsistent, so I'm not knowing when the next episode is. Hopefully, we get a new person. I'd like to get some more guests on the show from Certified Facilitators of Access Consciousness, and we'll see how that goes. All right, my friends, I'll see you all next time. Thanks for tuning into the Guitar of Consciousness podcast. This is Jake Savage. Until next time.